coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am Kim, and we've got a full studio here today, and we've got Prudence here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I was looking forward to you coming back, and of course, we've got Jeannie here, which I
Hello.
Love. I'm so glad you guys met.
Oh,
I love to connect people here. You know, and if anybody's out there that is listening to our show, if you could give us a call, 805-639-0008. We have Allison Lewis coming on today, and she's got 400 best sandwiches. And I want to do a little shout out to my mom, who actually hasn't had her computer working, so she hasn't been listening. And thank you so much, Steve, for setting her up, because I know that that's really important.
I hope she's listening today. I know that we got the sound working on her computer, and she was really excited to be able to listen this morning. So if you're out there, Nana, I hope you're listening.
And all right. Well, anyways, I welcome Prudence to my show and Jeannie Michaels to my show. And, of course, on the board, we've got Jacob and Steve. And we look forward to all of your calls, because we've got a really great show. We've got, like I said, 400 best sandwich recipes. You know, it's so funny. Sandwiches are so in style now. You know, I mean, it's kind of neat. I had an incredible sandwich with, I'm going to blank. What was the lettuce that I said that I loved?
Arugula.
Oh, yes. My God. Just stick a little bit of arugula in any sandwich, and it's like the bomb. Anyways, and then this is my other thing. I'm so excited to interview Cynthia Sass, and her book is the co-author of Flat Belly Diet, and this one is called Cinch: Lose Up to 8 Pounds in the First 5 Days.
Every woman needs that.
I have to say, I'm excited, because today's all about food.
I know. That is so true. Let's see, eat and lose weight at the same time. And then I've got my friend Alexis coming on, and she is an incredible chef. And she was raised in Los Angeles and always loved cooking. And she's going to be giving us some of her recipes, maybe. I can, like, twist her arm. But she's actually going to be in the studio with us. And her company is called So Divine Catering. And I met her, tasted her food, and said, please come on. Actually, please come home with me, you know.
We have a spare room.
I know. My kids were like, what could we give up if we could get Alexis to, you know, come to our house? That's what's so crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I do want to welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that I add value every day. And if anybody's just first time joining us right now, what I do is I talk about your life, and I hope that you're living at your fullest, and you're living in your passion, and you're making good choices for yourself, and that your choices are all about you, that you're living with you on top of the list first.
You know, it's so important. I think often we're raised with this mentality of we've got to do for everybody else and sacrifice. And yet when we sacrifice, we really actually take away our ability to help other people in the best way that we know how. When we live fully for ourselves, and when we really know who we are, what we want, what our gifts are, we can actually help people in a deeper, stronger way than when we do it for when we sacrifice ourselves.
You're absolutely right. And you know, Prudence, I always talk about God gift, you know, because we're all born with something, you know. And if everybody's thinking that we're too heavy, too skinny, too tall, too short, look at all the positives. We're here. This is our choice for, you know, I mean, this is our game.
Yeah, I mean, we have we have this life to live right now that we're living. What are you waiting for?
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you showed up today on our show here, the Kim Pagano Show. And in fact, Prudence, you're going to give away something, which you've actually given a couple of them away, right? And
yes.
I'm so excited for all my listeners. But what is it? Because I'm actually going through it right now. In fact, we had to miss this week because I'm waiting to get back with you.
So so what I have to give away to your listeners today is a one-on-one coaching session with myself. And it's $125 value. And I am giving that away to a lucky listener today.
Cool. And so what we'll do is, should we just take names and at the end of the time, we'll call them. And then will you give a discount off to all the people that call in?
I sure will.
Okay.
So if you call in, I have a special rate for Kim's listeners.
Okay.
And also, you know, I think what's the most important part, just especially if people have never really heard of a coach or what that means or what that is my role is to help you figure out what steps to take to do the thing that you've always wanted to do. And I have a beautiful kind of a layout for that and a formula that I help people through to help them not only get clear on what it is they want, but also how to create that and how to take the steps to do it.
Well, you know what? That's half the battle is sometimes you don't know what you want. So how can you get it?
Well, I find that most people do know what they want. It's just they don't believe they can have it.
Yeah. You just hit it right on the nose.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny? I was thinking about something today is, you know, when you're having a party or you're going to a wedding or you're going somewhere and people go, what are you wearing? You know, a lot of people ask me that. I never know what I'm wearing.
Not until the last minute.
But I'll tell you what I know I'm wearing is what makes me feel good.
Right.
And if everybody thinks about that in life, that whatever they do, make sure you're feeling good about it.
Right.
Don't just go through the motions, you know? Because if you're like me, I have a ton of clothes, but not all of them make me feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I think that's the story of all of life, is we want to feel good. We want to feel good about the choices we make. We want to feel good about the people we're with. We want to feel good about how we look. We want to feel good about our thoughts.
And you said another thing is the people that you're with, make sure that those are really positive people. And that...
Okay, now wait a minute. What if you get all dressed up and you think you're looking really good and your husband comes by and says, you really look bad.
Okay, guess what?
Okay, what do you
do? I actually got hypnotized by Dr. Bunny.
Okay.
This is really interesting. And Dr. Bunny is on my show on Tuesdays. But I have to tell you, I don't know if it worked, but I feel like it worked. My husband did tell me that the other day,
mine
okay?
Too.
I was all dressed up and he goes, honey, I seen you look better.
Mm.
Okay? And I was like, oh my, kind of like deflated for a moment. I mean, it was like a moment. And I said, I feel good though. Okay, yeah. So I'll put up a little belt on with it, you know?
But you do look in the mirror after they say that and say,
well
maybe
if you,
I don't look good in this.
But,
you know?
I mean, are they telling you because...
They don't like the color?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I know. You have
I don't
to think
know.
Of
but
where
anyways,
a man's head's
you
coming.
Know what?
Right.
And it's funny. So I carried on wearing it. And you know what?
I thought you looked cute.
Well, I got a lot of compliments. And so then I'm like thinking, you know, hey.
But I think it was the belt. The belt did good.
And it is the most important thing is how you feel. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes as guys, we get jealous, you know, when our lady is going out looking good. And, you know.
Good point.
That also plays into it.
Steve shed a little
light. That's a great point. I don't know.
Just from a male point of view, you know.
Hey, but you know what? And if anybody else out there has a, you know, something that has to do with look good, feel good, do good, call me. I'm Kim Pagano, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we actually have our first guest. We're going to take a really, really quick break for so I can let you know all my great sponsors. And if you want to be a sponsor, call us here. We'll hook you up. This is definitely a place that I can connect you with a lot of people, and
that's
I want
for
to.
Sure.
Yeah, so give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and we'll be right back.
I used to own. You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got full studio. I got to learn how to turn this thing off. I don't know. It's got a little thing on here. But anyways, I'm so glad that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got full studio here. I love when I have full studio. If anybody wants to come in and join us, you know, I'm serious. I love when there's a party. And we just had Alexis come in, and Alexis, her company is called?
So Divine Catering.
So Divine. How did you come up with that name?
In college, we had to come up with an idea for a business that we wanted to have. I went to culinary school. And so I was just thinking of names, and in a dream, it just came to me.
Did you hear my kids want to figure out what they can eliminate so
I
that
love
we can...
your kids. Your son was like, so when you cook this meal, can it be at my house?
Exactly.
I
know. I love it. Well, we actually have our first guest on, Allison Lewis. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to open up our lines at 805-639-0008 if you're out of the area code. And if you're just here driving around, pull over. But give us a call at 639-0008. Also, you can Facebook us a question. And we've got Steve and Jacobs on the line on the board, so they're listening for you. So what a great book, 400 Best Sandwich Recipes. I'm telling you, you know, this is like when you have a really good sandwich, it's like a meal in itself. I love
completely.
That. So what made you write this book?
You know, I've been in food and worked on magazines, and I've been creating recipes for magazines and food companies and working with a number of books for years and companies. And so I had been talking to a publisher and an agent for about a year, and we were trying to find what book isn't out there, what cookbook hadn't been done. And I would go to the stores and go on the internet, and I was like, you know, what hadn't been done? And I would send ideas and different, you know, ideas. And one day we were on a conference call, and my 9-year-old said, what about sandwiches? And so the publisher quickly did some research, and we realized, you know, there's books on soups, there's books on salads, there's, you know, the whole gamut of everything, but there was no comprehensive cookbook on sandwiches.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because there is, like, appetizers, all that, but this is just, I mean, it's so perfect. And now, can you use this, I mean, is this considered a dinner, a sandwich?
Oh, I mean, what I love about doing this book is that, you know, they're from appetizer to dessert. There's recipes in this book as well as condiments that you can use, you know, on sandwiches, but also as an appetizer. But yeah, there's so many great, I mean, there's a whole chapter of burgers, there's wraps, there's international favorites, but also regional U.S. favorites. You know, in every area of the country when you travel or internationally, there's always a different sandwich. So it was really, really fun to work on. I was just in Italy a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we stopped at a truck stop, and there's 10 types of paninis. I mean, you're like, you know, so it's just amazing when you travel around and think about sandwiches. And there's just, I mean, I put what my, you know, just my ideas for recipes, but I think there's so much more to be done when we're talking about sandwiches. So
you have, so it says 400 best sandwich recipes, uh-huh. So there's a lot there. Can you give our listeners like an idea of where to start with being creative with your sandwich? What's an easy first step?
I'll tell you, page one. I'm telling you, there's so many. I mean, it really.
Well, you know, what I like to think, too, I live in Alabama, so, you know, we have great produce right now. So I like to tell people that use what you have, what's in season. I mean, from fresh herbs to fresh peaches to fresh figs to fresh tomatoes, whatever. You know, and then start with a great bread. There's so many wonderful breads in all the local grocery stores now that you can use. And also, I mean, there's a million types of wonderful cheese to use. So, you know, you can start with any of those things, and you can even keep it healthy. You know, I have a whole chapter of healthy recipes because I kind of have a food blog, and I'm kind of a healthy, more healthier. I have a nutrition background. So
you have Weight Watcher ones?
Yeah, so I try to give tips on how to even lighten up, you know, favorites, too. But, you know, there's really just a little bit of everything. And you know what I love, too, is that I have three kids, but kids can really help with this, and they love to make sandwiches. I mean, it was my son's idea, but, you know, if you have a skillet or a panini maker, kids love to create their own varieties.
You know what? That is so true. And also, we have a little quesadilla maker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all those leftovers that you can just stick in there are
exactly.
So good.
You know, I was introduced to a panini maker when we were, not camping, but we stayed at Bass Lake with some, I call it Camp Charles. Hi, Charles, if you're listening. And this one guy there, he's a fireman out in Ventura, and he said, "I don't do sandwiches." And we said, "What?" He said, "I don't do sandwiches. I don't like sandwiches." Well, they introduced him and our family to the panini maker. And oh my God, believe me, the fire engine or the fire station number 41, I'm quite sure, will now have a panini maker in it because he loves them.
I think I've used my panini maker so much that I think I broke it.
Really?
I love paninis. So they're so much better when you make them at home, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really funny. Men love this book. I've had, you know, I met someone in the gas station. He bought like 7 off me, you know, to give to his fraternity brothers.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, obviously women love sandwiches too and kids. But men really, you know, and I've sold a lot of these books where, you know, I do a book signing. And they're like, "Will you sign this to my boyfriend?" Or, "Will you sign this to my husband?" And I find that men read it like a novel.
Talk about a
it's
great
kind of fun.
Talk about a great graduation gift as well. You know, going off
sure.
to college, it's kind of easy
oh,
to
yeah.
have some of those mm-hmm. things besides just a plain Jane sandwich.
You know, it's great too for so many occasions. Like with back to school coming up, obviously I have a lunchbox chapter in here for children as well as adults. Like if they want to make lunch on the run. But then, like, with we do a lot of tailgating here. Obviously, I live in Alabama, king of football for college football. But, you know, tailgating, and then even on holidays, there's lots of ideas for appetizers. And then when Super Bowl comes around, so I think that this book is fun because there's some ideas for just about all the occasions.
Now, do you have lettuce wraps in here, that kind of sandwiches?
You know what? I think in the, I want to say in the, maybe it's in the burger chapter or the light chapter, I do burger in a lettuce wedge. As far as lettuce wraps, I don't think I have that.
Okay.
That would have been clever, though.
That's okay. Just take
book.
Off the bread and put the lettuce
exactly,
on. It's very
yeah.
easy.
There's your
yeah,
next
there's,
book, right?
I love no. that idea of a burger. You know, for those watching their carbohydrates at night, especially, you know, to serve the burger in like an iceberg lettuce wedge is very popular.
You know, I'm looking at sun-dried tomato sliders.
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell us a bit. Their sliders are so, I love them because they're just small. And
you
it's
see,
not
you
this.
Know what? I really, when I was talking about this, a book idea with this publisher, it was about a year and a half ago, and or maybe two, but, you know, there was sliders really were popping up in all the menus. And I was like, we need to do a slider book. I mean, I don't even know there might be one now. We'll have to look later, but You know, and that, so he was like, well, I think that's a narrow market, you know, so, but I love that, you know, my kids love sliders, and I do them a lot on television because they work great for parties. They're easier, they cook quicker, people can eat a few and don't feel so bad.
I love it.
So, yeah, that. But the, with the sun-dried tomato, I have a lot of things. I think in the book with sun-dried tomatoes, it's one of my favorite ingredients to use.
Now, do you get them in the jars? Is that something that you keep at home as a staple?
Yeah, I do, but you can also buy them now rehydrated in packages where they're already kind of sliced julienne, or not julienne, but small, and then they have less fat than the ones in the jar and packed in the oil. So I think I call for ingredients, and in, you know, both in the rest in the book with both, but I try to keep both of those on hand, either the dried version or the ones in oil.
Okay, great. So if you, when people buy your book, which one, or what is the recipes that stand out the most to you?
Ooh, there's a recipe in here, of course, I'm saying this now because it's summertime, but there's a grilled peach and brie sandwich.
Oh my gosh, I saw that one.
Yeah, that actually is one of my, I mean, it's so simple. It's very few ingredients, and it's got peaches and brie and honey and, you know, wheat bread, and especially peaches are so fabulous here right now. But that
just
one
is the peaches and the brie is good.
Yeah, that's been a hit. There's this other one that I
hold on. So if for anybody that's just joining us right now, we are talking to Allison Lewis, and her book is 400 Best Sandwich Recipes. And how do you make that? The brie and the peach.
You take your basic, whatever your favorite bread is, and you just put drizzle a little bit of honey. The amounts are in here. I don't have them off the top of my
in front of me, but
and then you slice brie really thin and slice peaches really thin. And you can do this in a skillet if you don't have a panini maker. If you do have a panini maker, just, you know, spray with cooking spray, and you can do it in there. So it's really fresh and light. And if you want to add some type of meat, you could put, you know, turkey or from the deli or whatever your favorite deli meat in that as well.
Now, did you do anything to the peaches? Like, because you could always throw it on a grill or
grill them a little. You could do that beforehand,
but I just slice them really thin. And then, you know, if you put this in the panini maker, it kind of just warms them up nicely, so you don't even have to.
God, that sounds delicious. Yum. Okay, so that's a perfect one right there.
Now, I see in your bio that you are a runner.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a power sandwich, a sandwich that, you know, you find is the best thing to eat before you go for a run or right after a run?
There is one that comes to mind, and I think I call it a trail mix wrap. I'm going to find it really quick.
Sounds good already.
It's got Greek yogurt, which has a ton of protein in it, and some other really healthy ingredients in it. I'm trying to put my hand on it. That's a great question.
Well, you know, I am. Just to tattle a little bit on myself, not that I was an avid runner, but I got a hanker and I decided I was going to do the LA Marathon, and I did that this year. I'd never done anything like that before, and so I do look at food a little bit differently, thinking, okay, after a workout or after doing 20, 26 miles, food means something very different.
Yes, it does.
So it's like, what's the best thing to get in that gives my body what it needs right away because I've just taxed it so much?
Right, and I think food is our medicine, so I love this. I can't wait to go through and make some of these recipes. Where does everybody find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on my site, which is ingredientsinc.net. I have a food blog, but it's also a lifestyle blog, so I write, since I have a master's in nutrition, I write some, you know, fitness-related or nutrition posts. Like, today is 10 reasons why you should love yoga, as opposed to the day.
I'm right there with you. I love it.
And then there, you can find it in the bookstores around, you know, the Barnes & Nobles and whatever's near your area. It's in most bookstores as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have other books, too, did you say?
No, I've worked on a number. Like, I work with Cooking Light on a lot of their books and Southern Living and Weather and Weber Grill books. But, no, this is my first of my own books. So.
Ah, oh, good. Well, good for you. Keep going because
thank
it's
you
awesome.
So, much.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much. And maybe you can send me an email so that we can post a couple of your recipes.
I would love to.
That'd be great. All right.
Okay.
Well,
thank
perfect.
You.
Stay on the line and we'll get your info or we'll give you our info.
You.
All right. We actually have our next guest on, which I'm really excited. And we have Cynthia Sass, and her book is, Flat Belly Diets. That is my biggest dilemma in life. And her book is called Cinch. If this is a cinch, I want to know how to do it. So welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
So tell us a little bit about your journey and why you wrote your book.
Well, I've been in private practice for, almost 20 years now. And I've seen everything, you know, what people have done to try to lose weight and things that haven't worked, things that have worked. And I'm also kind of a science junkie. I have master's degrees in both nutrition science and public health. So I always read, you know, probably like an hour a day on the latest, greatest research and kind of harnessing the power of healthy foods and how we can use food to our advantage when it comes to losing weight the safe, healthy, right way, being able to keep it off and improve our health at the exact same time. So that's what this book is really all about. It's a very simple strategy. It completely gets rid of calorie counting or counting of points, grams, or anything like that. And it's really a back-to-basics plan that's really about eating whole natural foods in the right amounts at the right time. And it's all sort of visually portion controlled. So you don't have to whip out your measuring cups or your scale and, you know, measure everything out. But really, it's a visual strategy. So once people know what to include in a meal and how much, they can use the strategy no matter where they go, whether they're making something in their own kitchen or they're at a restaurant or they're on vacation. I had a client who went on a cruise, and she was able to not gain an ounce on the cruise because every time she went to the buffet, she knew exactly what to put on her plate. And because I'm a health professional and a practitioner, I really want people to lose weight in a way where they don't feel deprived, they don't feel restricted, they don't feel lethargic, they're not losing muscle at the same time that they're losing fat, but that they're really optimizing their health. So the foods in the book, you know, and I love creating recipes. I did a culinary program myself in addition to being a registered dietitian, so I really had a lot of fun with coming up with these recipes and testing them and kind of tweaking them until I got them just right. And they're all foods that you're going to look forward to eating. So, you know, like a handful of almonds and dark chocolate as a mid-afternoon snack, for example, is a great way to have some satisfaction but get lots of antioxidants and, you know, a little bit of fiber and protein and help regulate your blood sugar and prevent that late night overeating that a lot of us fall prey to when we don't eat enough during the day. So I'm really excited to share it. I have a whole chapter on emotional eating. I have a whole chapter on walking. And it's all about putting foods together, you know, in the right amounts, in the right portions at the right time.
All right.
And,
well, you know, thank you. And if anybody's just joining us right now, we're talking to Cynthia Sass, and she is a nationally known nutrition and health expert based in New York City and Los Angeles. So you're both places?
Yep. I split my time between the two cities.
I love it. And you've appeared on Today's Show, Good Morning America, The Early Show, The Rachel Ray Show, The Biggest Loser, The Dr. Oz Show, Martha Stewart, Nightline, ABC, CNN, The Insider, all of those. And you've been quoted in numerous publications. And your book is called Cinch. And I love that you have like little tiny recipes for breakfast and little crunch recipes. So I'm kind of excited to read this book.
Thank you so much.
I do
and
have a
of course.
I do have a question for you, Cynthia.
Yeah.
So I hear you say this. There's really great tips and there's wonderful things in this book. What can you tell our listeners are tips to get started and what to look for when how do they apply this to their life?
Well, that's such a good question, and it's probably hard to give a concise answer, but I think the first thing I would say is quality. I really don't believe in calories in, calories out. I have a lot of research in the book that I talk about how it's really about the quality of the food that you eat. So reading ingredient lists and making sure that when you read the list, it reads like a recipe that you could recreate in your own kitchen, or everything in that package, if it's a packaged food, is something that you recognize and can pronounce. I've had clients go from eating processed sort of diety foods to switching over to this plan, and even though they're eating more food with my plan, they've broken through their weight loss plateau, and their energy is through the roof, and they're sleeping better, and they feel amazing, and their skin is glowing. So I think quality is very, very critical. So start cleaning up your diet if you're eating a lot of processed foods. Get back to the basics of real natural food. I always keep an emergency backup kit sort of with me in my bag, so I have something so I don't have to.
I do that too. That's what I was going to say, Cynthia. I had a question too. I know I had just recently been at a standstill, and I'm always kind of battling my weight because I've been on low carb for a long time, and I just recently started adding more carbs, which such as in fruit, because I already eat really healthy, and I just said, you know, why am I leaving out the most? The thing I love the most, and I started adding more fruit, which is, I kind of copied my husband who does that, and I lost pounds, yeah. And I'm still losing, because I also, I don't know if in your book does it talk about, you have to adjust your diet for when you're weightlifting, which I do, and so now your protein and your carbs have to go up, isn't that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely true. So, you know, I work with a lot of athletes. I'm the sports nutritionist for the New York Rangers hockey team and the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team. I work with a lot of athletes in my private practice, all different kinds of athletes. And you absolutely do need to adjust your diet based on your body's needs. And this book does talk about that. And it is adaptable no matter who you are. If you're a petite 5-foot woman or you're 6'4" tall, you know, active man, you can adapt this plan to your needs. But
great.
It really, as you mentioned, it's all about the balance.
Cynthia,
so
my question is flat belly. Okay. How can, you know, as you get into the middle part of your life, how can you get your belly flat?
Well, there's a lot of food. It's about foods to avoid. So the processed stuff has definitely been linked to more belly fat. So getting rid of that processed stuff is really the number one key. And then using foods that can help specifically control belly fat. So, for example, the plant-based fats, I'm a huge fan of almonds. I always keep a little tin, like if you have an Altoids tin and you empty it out and you put some almonds in it and you stash that in your purse, they contain monounsaturated fats, or MUFAs. And those have been shown to help reduce and control belly fat accumulation, no matter what your age is, no matter what stage of life you're in. So the saturated fats and the trans fats have been linked to an increased risk of inflammation in belly fat and heart disease, and the natural plant-based fats do the exact opposite. And I'm also a big fan of natural seasonings. I talk about some research in the book to show that seasonings like ginger and like, you know, even basil and garlic and oregano can also help control weight. They add no calories to your diet, but they add tons of flavor and aroma, but they also have a weight loss benefit too.
You know, I read once, and I think there's a book out there about this, but if there are more than 5 ingredients in something, then it's not food. And I love that. It's kind of a great rule of thumb. If it's got more than 5 items listed in the ingredient list, how can it be food?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about when you read labels on the processed food?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I like five ingredients or less to make a meal, you know. I always wanted to make a cookbook by that. So what is the message that we're going to basically find? A little SAS goes a long way. What does that mean?
Yeah. So in my book, SAS stands for slimming and satiating seasonings. And those are a little bit of citrus juice or zest, or the hot peppers in my homemade guacamole, or I put green tea in smoothies. I have a cherry almond green tea smoothie as one of the meals in the book. So I put green tea leaves right into the smoothies and use it as a seasoning. These seasonings have a lot of antioxidant power, and when people have higher blood levels of antioxidants, they weigh less even when they don't eat fewer calories. So those antioxidants are not only helping to reduce inflammation in the body and reduce the risk of diseases like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and cancer, but they also have this weight loss benefit. So a little bit adds a lot of flavor and aroma to your meal, doesn't use salt and sugar, and you also get the antioxidant effect as well.
So really a big part of the book, what I'm seeing, though, is also about making sure to get those little snacks in. The importance of having the little snacks throughout the day and not just saving up and waiting 3 times a day.
the timing is so important that I've had clients when they've kind of gotten off track with their timing, they've stopped losing weight, and when they've gotten back on track with the timing, they started losing weight again. That's how important it is. So it's eating every 3 to 5 hours. And like I have one of my favorite recipes for right now, this time of year, is I have a frozen banana where you take a banana, you roll it in some nonfat Greek yogurt. If you don't eat yogurt, you can use like a coconut milk yogurt. You put some kind of seasonings in there. It could be real vanilla bean or some all-natural vanilla extract or some cinnamon. And then you coat the banana that has the yogurt on it with some whole oats and some sliced almonds, and it sticks to it because of the yogurt, then wrap it up in wax paper and put it in the freezer. Oh. And that way, when you need a frozen treat, you have this amazing frozen banana.
Cynthia, that is incredible and so healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. And I do so that, pretty. Cynthia, with
the... Kids love it. It's fun.
I was going to say, I do that. A lot of people throw out their bananas when they say, well, I'm not going to eat it or I'm going out of town. If you just freeze the whole banana... You can actually cut it into slices and peel it right there, and it doesn't turn so brown. And you can throw it in a protein drink or do like what you say, too.
It doesn't turn brown?
No, not if you leave the peel on.
Oh, see, now I'm excited. I have all those ingredients at home. I'm going to go home make some banana things.
Hi, Allison. Steve here. I just had a quick question, not to backtrack too much, but I know you said you worked with the Tampa Bay Rays, and do you basically for their nutrition and diet and so forth, do you kind of implement the same things that are in your book as to follow those kind of eating guidelines?
Absolutely. So all the meals in my book, there's 100 quick fix recipes. Most of them are 15 minutes or less because they are like 5-ingredient recipes, as you mentioned. They're really simple, just like putting real foods together in a way that, you know, where the flavors work together. But no matter if it's a professional athlete or, you know, person who's trying to lose weight who just had a baby or something, it's the same exact approach. So every meal has the same 5 puzzle pieces. It has produce, so either fruit or vegetable. It has a whole grain, so like the oats I mentioned in that banana would be the whole grain. It has lean protein, so I have vegan, vegetarian, and omnivore options. It has plant-based fat, so things like almond butter and extra virgin olive oil and avocado. And then it has natural seasonings. So for an athlete, of course, their portion amounts of each of those things would be much larger. But for someone, you know, in this book, there are specific portions of each of those 5 puzzle pieces. So once you know what those 5 pieces are and that every meal should include one of those 5 pieces, and you know visually the portion amount, you can use this strategy anywhere.
I love it. Absolutely. I love it. Where do we find your book?
It's available wherever books are sold, and I'm so thrilled to say that right now it's number 5 on the New York Times bestsellers list,
Thank you.
And I think people are just responding to this idea of getting rid of the counting and just really getting back to basics with simple, real, natural foods and food that tastes great. I mean, who doesn't want to have, you know, almond butter on some whole grain crackers, you know, with some fruit and in iced tea with some lemon and mint? I mean, it's simplicity, but it's smart and it's research-based. And so it has sort of all those elements that really work and allow people to get results, but still really, really improve their health while they're losing weight.
All right. We'll stay on so we can get your information. And I appreciate you being on our show. Some really great, definitely some great tips. And we'll definitely have to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Great to talk to you.
Great. We've been listening and talking to Cynthia Sass, and her book is called Cinch. All right. So we actually have in our studio Alexis, and I'm so excited to talk to you because I really feel like, you know, we talk about God gifts on our show, mm-hmm. and you definitely have a God gift for cooking.
Oh, thank you so much.
So talk to us a little bit about your journey and some of your recipes that you can share with us.
Oh, wow. Well, my journey started when I was young. My mom was a single parent, so I cooked a lot from the age of, 10 on up. I did culinary competitions through high school, and I got a scholarship to go to culinary school. So I went to Johnson & Wales University in Miami for a couple of years and loved it.
What is it that you like about cooking? So you found that you had sort of this ability to do it and you wanted to go to school for it, but what is it about cooking that you enjoy?
I think it definitely is a God gift because it's effortless. I could try.
Isn't that funny? And that's what I always say to people. Like, I could cut hair doing, you know, closing my eyes.
Exactly.
And you can just put those recipes, not even think twice about it.
No, not even trying to make some gourmet fancy meal. And I do. And I'm just like, well, I have tomatoes and I have chicken and I have basil and, you know, whatever. And it comes out, you know, really good. So about cooking, it was effortless. And I like flavors and I like colors. And I like, for me, it's like an art. It's like, you know, if someone's painting or doing hair or, you know, whatever, poetry.
What do you think are staples that you, because you always, I mean, do you plan your meals? Is that something you do?
My personal meals, like for me or for when I cater an event? Or
well, obviously when you cater because you're doing somebody else's needs, mm-hmm. right? But what would you recommend for somebody at home, you know, to plan it or if,
well,
you know?
I think it's easier to plan it so you have the things that you want if you're not used to cooking. For me, I usually use whatever I have in my house or say I'll go to the farmers markets on Sundays. And so I'll have things that I can use. I don't necessarily go out and say I'm going to get these things. But I get whatever's fresh and is available and whatever I feel like I want to eat at that time. And then I have them. And then so during the week, I just make up a recipe, say I feel like chicken or beef or things like that. And I kind of just cook and kind of see how it comes out.
You know, one thing I kind of find a little daunting in the kitchen are seasonings. I mean, mm-hmm. I have the basics, the garlics and the onions and the, you know, things that I know how to use. But what would you say is a good way to kind of start playing with seasonings, or what are good seasonings to start playing around with food that to kind of build it up, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, seasonings also, I think a lot of people don't think of seasonings as herbs and even fruits. And so a lot of times I'll marinate things, and Kim has had it, like in blood oranges. Through
blood
the season.
Oranges. In fact, will you give out that recipe? You know what? I'm going to actually, I'm not going to have you say it on here. We're going to put it on Facebook.
Oh, so then, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll use a lot of, I love citrus. I love lemons, limes, blood oranges. I love even pineapple. If you take it and put it in the blender, blend it up, marinate some chicken with pineapple, olive oil, whatever.
Would you say
you
that that's one of your specialties to make all your little sauces and all
sauces
that?
Yeah, sauces I love. And even I'll start with the sauce and then go back and make whatever my protein or my vegetable is going to be sometimes.
Right. And what about the one that we had with Nutella? Oh, my gosh. That was...
Oh, was it the crepes or the
yes,
cupcakes?
Yes, the crepes.
It's probably the crepes, huh?
I love Nutella, so I kind of just throw it in everything. It has such a strong flavor. That if you're just doing a regular chocolate cake or chocolate, you know, cupcake, it takes over and it becomes a Nutella cupcake, and then it's something specialty, you know.
So Alexis, what's your signature dish?
Oh goodness, yeah. I hate this question. I think I don't really have a signature dish composed
because she's so good at so many things. Uh-huh. But
I think what I do well, my specialty would be sauces, and I really like seafood. So like I do a lot of seasonal sauces and things like that.
I have a question. If you know, I have spices I grow in my garden and I like to cook and put stuff together, but I always have this question. When you use fresh spice, like, you know, fresh rosemary or thyme, do you use more of it? You know, like when you're reading recipes, a lot of the recipes are calling for dried spice.
Right.
So is it stronger or is it, you know what I'm saying? How much
it's definitely stronger when it's fresh. I think that all depends on your personal taste. Like, I love really strong flavors, so I could use, you know, a bunch more rosemary than, say, my mom or my, you know, younger siblings.
But as a rule of thumb, you would
as
probably
use
thumb, less?
I would use less. Okay. And then you can also add more. So, you know, use less, taste it, and add more if you need more.
You know, I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're almost cut. Well, we're coming to the end here, but I do want to give out our phone number here because actually Prudence is giving away something really valuable, and I trust me, you are going to want to take advantage of it. Go ahead, tell them again really quick what it is.
Oh, just giving away a free one-on-one coaching session with myself to really help you.
With them, right?
Right, helping, well, coaching session with myself.
Correct.
So that they, you know, to begin to help you outline what it is that you're, if you're working towards a goal or there's something that you're just really wanting to change in your life, and to give you kind of that starting point to help you do that.
And you'll meet them somewhere,
yes.
Wherever they're comfortable.
When, when I speak with them, we'll make arrangements and
right.
That sort of thing.
So, our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and we are also talking to Alexis, and her business is So Divine Catering mm-hmm. and amazing recipes. If anybody wants to ask a question on cooking, right now also is a great time to call up at 805-639-0008. And, or you can Facebook us. Is there any questions that anybody's Facebooked right now?
I have a listener who's just sent us a question on Facebook, and it's, how did you get started, basically?
Oh, well, I got started pretty much going to culinary school. I already knew how to cook and what I liked, but I didn't have all the technical skills. So I went to culinary school, like I said, Johnson & Wales University, which is a good starting point for people that kind of want to get into the business and don't know how to. And so I started that way, and from there, I did an internship at Disney World, at the Hilton, at different places. So that's pretty much how I got started.
And then tell us about starting your catering business. So,
well, my catering business kind of happened on accident. I was working for other caterers, and I was saying, you know, seeing the food that they did, which was okay.
Let me remind you that nothing is by accident.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
Divine. Exactly.
I didn't know that I was going to do it. And so I was working for other caterers, and they were doing this stuff, and I was just like, you know, I could do this. I could do better. And they were using me for their parties and saying, oh, it's my recipe. And it was actually my recipe. You know what I mean? These different companies. So my mother's friend was getting married, and I always did little, you know, if we went to a family event, I would cook food or take something. And she said, you know, I'm getting married. I'm going to have a wedding for 200 people. Would you cater it? And I just said, yeah, thinking she was joking. I was like, sure. And so she called me. She said, no, I'm serious. Would you really do it? So I was like, sure. So my first event was 200 people with three staff members with all borrowed equipment, chafing dishes and stuff like that. I worked for a caterer. She let me borrow her kitchen, and I just put it together.
Did you have butterflies in your stomach?
I was so nervous. I was so nervous. But the comfort was that I knew everybody there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I was like, well, if it doesn't go well, they know me and who cares.
But you know what? I'm sure it went incredible.
It went really well. It went really well.
What are your favorite things? What are your favorite events to cater?
You know what? I love doing weddings. I just like weddings overall. So I always like to see the union and the families. I like cocktail parties and celebrations, birthday parties, anniversaries, things like that, because people are always in a good mood. They always want fun food. And I can be a little bit more creative.
I just got a text from somebody asking if, so you're having a party. You know, a lot of people are worried that they don't have enough food, right? Is there ever a time you can make too much?
You can make too much. My kind of rule of thumb is I think it depends on the crowd. My family can eat for, 10 of us could eat for 20 people.
Okay.
I mean, we're heavy eaters. But it just depends on, your crowd. But rule of thumb for me is, say if you're doing appetizers, I'd start with two pieces of whatever you're going to do per person.
Oh, okay.
That's my kind of rule of thumb.
That's a good rule of
thumb.
That
is really good. Okay.
And then if you think someone's going to eat, or if you're having an appetizer party, maybe you'll want to bump it up. But that's the rule of thumb for me.
All right. You know, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to still be talking to Alexis. And she is, we're talking about kind of getting prepared and talking about, she has a catering company. I'm going to give out her phone number and where you can get in touch with her, because she is amazing and her company is so divine. All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Give us a call here and get your name in for
free coaching.
Thank
with
you. yes, a life coaching with Prudence here at 805-639-0008. We got a busy day here. We'll be right back. First of all, let me say, I must apologize for acting, stinking, treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like sour milk all on the floor at your function.
Do you feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us. I love to give a chance to all of my sponsors out there. We do have in our studio Alexis, and her company is So Divine Catering. And Alexis, where does everybody find you?
Well, you can always reach me at my website, which is sodivinecatering.com. And also, you could call me at 818-481-3813, and it's my direct number. It's a boutique catering company, so I do everything from, you know, the menus, the cooking, dealing with clients, and so you would reach me directly.
Do you do cakes, desserts, that sort of thing for weddings
Does
as well?
Does she do cakes, desserts? Let me tell you. Gosh.
No, it's funny. I do desserts for myself. For weddings and stuff, I don't do wedding cakes and things like that. But yeah, I do, you know, more simple cupcakes, things like that, simple desserts.
You know, we're going to take a really quick caller right now. They have an anniversary that we want to do a shout out for. And who's on the line? Hello?
Hi, Kim. It's Boomer.
Hey, Boomer. How are you doing? You want to do a shout out for your mom and dad, huh?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad. They're going to be celebrating, I think it's going on 18 years or something now.
Ah, wow.
Happy anniversary, Bob and Mary.
So happy anniversary to them. And
that's awesome. Well, very cool. I appreciate that, and I hope they have a great day.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Boomer.
Bye, Boomer.
All right. Okay, and if anybody ever has any announcements like that, please give us a call because we think it's special. I honor those days and
our birthdays
mm-hmm. or anything, anniversaries, all of that. So, all right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Alexis from So Divine, and so give us some tips that if somebody's either just doing a dinner party or they're doing a weekend. I've got a weekend thing going up. We've got relatives coming in from Italy,
So
I'm like, okay, what do I make? You know, I'm thinking, okay, what would Alexis make? You know,
I could just come on out to your house.
Perfect.
You know?
Yeah, that's amazing.
The tips would be for first-time entertainers or people that don't do it often is to keep it simple. Like, people always look at magazines or look at, you know, a TV show and think, oh, I have to do this special tuna tartare that's, you know, extravagant. But keep it simple. Do what your family likes. And even do family style, which my family loves. Make it look pretty, put it on platters. But you can do a beautiful pasta and put basil and stuff on top of it. It'll look beautiful on a nice white platter. And keep it simple. You know, don't work yourself too hard also.
What size of events do you cater for? I mean, you said 200. How small do you go? How big do you go?
Are you trying to hire her?
I know. do you need somebody? The biggest I've done for my company, for myself, is 500, a wedding. Wow. But we're trying every year to get
bigger and better.
Bigger and better, exactly. So yeah. From two people, I've done little intimate dinners.
Nice.
This one guy had a birthday party for two for his wife, and I personal chefed it and, you know, cooked their, it was like 13 courses of their favorite foods.
Oh my gosh.
Just there in their house. So from two on up, just whatever you need food for, we can help you.
I love that. We actually have a chef that comes on New Year's.
Okay.
We invite a bunch of people over, and I make this beautiful table and sit down. So I think that's I love to have chefs come over.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that, you know, groups should do more often, you know, for parties or for dinner parties. We forgot about that. We're always, you know, going out, but you have the comfort in your own home. You have beautiful homes. Enjoy them.
And Definitely. If you hire a caterer, you don't have to do the work.
Oh, I know. And that's what I was going to say. A lot of people work themselves so hard. I've done events where people are doing everything. You're the hostess. You're the cook, you're the maid, and it's too hard. So definitely, if you can get someone, hire them.
Exactly. And Alexis is going to start giving me recipes for my website.
Yes.
So you definitely have to check them out on the Kim Pagano Show. Alexis, give out your phone number.
My phone number is 818-481-3813.
Okay. If anybody needs any amazing food, you'll definitely have to get in touch with Alexis. And we're going to have her back. So she's going to be a part of our show here.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank everybody. Prudence, awesome job again.
Thank you.
I can't wait to meet with you again. Jeannie, as always, the best. And Alexis and Steve and Jacob and all my listeners out there, I'm so glad that you showed up with us today. And I hope that you have an incredible day and that you do something. It just goes by so fast. There's just never enough time. Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is, don't aim for success if you want it. Just do what you love and believe in it, and it will come naturally.
Oh, that is like the key to your show.
It really is.
That's what always comes up.
It really is. And nothing is by accidents. Take notice of those things that are happening in your life, that who shows up, what meals you're eating. I mean, really live with honor that you're here every day. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I thank you so much for being a part of my show. If you have something to share, give me send me an email at kimpagano@gmail.com. And if you missed any part of my show, you can listen again from 3 to 4 this afternoon. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just open.